Kum Lenin, a black mother. Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph. We are learning fascinating Gemara. The last thing we learned was is that don't make your wife upset.
That's fascinating.
Okay.
And
the reason is why she cries pretty quickly, and the Eibishter then swiftly comes and does justice. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Miyom Shenecha Beis Hamikdash, the Eibishter Hamikdash destroyed. That Mutesa and Allah about 25 lines into the page. Ninalu Sharei Tefillah, the gates of davening were closed. Shenemar it says, Gamki Ezer, even when I scream, Ashavei and I shout, Shasam Tefillah, see my tefillah is shut down. The Afa Pi Shasharei Tefillah, so the gates of davening were shut down. Abishari Tmoiz Leninlu, the gates of tears were never shut down. So the obvious question is, so why have gates at all? If you never close the doors, why have doors?
What's the point?
The doors, because you still have, as the Tolov just said, you still have to have seichel to know what to cry about. If you cry for the right things, there's no doors. But if you cry for the wrong thing, plenty of doors. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Shema Tfilasi Hashem V'Shavasi Hazina El Dimasi. You should listen to Abish, my davening and my shouting, and listen to my tears. Hazina, listen, El Dimasi Techrash. Don't ignore my tears. Now the Gemara suddenly swaps. Whoever follows the advice of his wife, always, Neifel V'Gehenim. But I'm to Avram Shema Bekoila. There's a custom from there.
He ended up with a Yishmael.
It's not so posh. The Gemara was going to say. She never says.
Sorry, what time are you at the airport?
About 8:20.
You're
going to
get that one?
You're getting
a lift?
I have a taxi. Thanks.
You're going to America?
I'm going, yeah. Rak Lahoyuk Achav. Thanks. Rak, however, Lahoyuk Achav. It wasn't like Achav. People
what's
say.
What's the shot of this
pasuk?
What is the
pasuk
teaching?
Because by Achav it says that the only reason the pasuk says that Achav was such a rasha is because he listened to Yisrael, his wife. She turned him into the Achav, the famous Achav, which will have an innocent edge, and he was a big Talmud Chacham and all that. And yet, what are you talking about? It says Mefeidish people have a saying, Itzar Gutza. If your wife is a midget, Gachin v'tilchushla, bend down and listen to what she has to say. In other words, whatever she says is wise, and make an effort, even if it's hard for you. Like Kasha, hab the mila de alma, hab mila de besa. When it comes to politics and taking care of the whole world, don't listen to her. When it comes to matters that are not negated to the house, make sure you listen to everything she says. Or lich nachrina, hab the mila de shemaya, you do what you think is right. But hab the mila de alma, come develop, listen to her. Even though we know that women are generally frumer than men are. So Chizah says, Kol Asha'arim Ninolim, all the gates are closed. Chutz Meshadeh, no, the gates of the people deceive. The Shemin says, Hin Hashem Nitzav Al Chaim Mas Inuch. The Eibusha stands on the wall. Inuch is that, you know, I forgot what it's called again, when these people have this weight and have a rope with a heavy weight on the top of the ball. Till it settles
like
straight.
Oh, no, yeah, plumb bob.
What's it called?
Plumb bob.
Plumb bob. Plumb bob.
The bob is the weight and the line.
Is that what they call it in Ashkelon? Plumb bob?
The bob is okay. The line.
Is that what they call it Enoch? Is that what they. Alchemus Enoch. With a yod Enoch in his hand, he has an Enoch. So you see that what?
Plumb line.
Okay.
The line is the cord, but the bob.
Okay. Okay. Omer Abelazar, Hakon Lifu, but Shaliyah, Chutz Menod, Abishah punishes everybody through different intermediaries. Remember, it comes to deception. Abishah punishes it directly. Now it says, but Yodo Yinoch, in his own hand, he has his plumb line to straighten you out because you weren't straight. Omer Abahu, Gimel in the Paganoid, but name not three, that the Mechitza does not close between them. The Abishah directly punishes them. Oino is cheating, Vigezel and stealing. So Gezel is different than Oino. And Oino is deception. And Gezel is stealing outright. And I know, and Avodah Zarah, I know the Siv will be Yodo Yinoch in his own hand. Gezel Siv, it says in the Pasig by Gezel, what is it? Chamas Vashoid, Yishama Bo Al Ponai, I hear about all this theft and this robbery, I'll hear about it on my face, Tommy. So Ponai, they said, I personally take an interest in it. And Avodah Zarah, Siv, it says, Ha'om Hamachisim Oisi Al Ponai, in front of me. You should always make sure you have panos in your house, always make sure you have food in your house. The ain meriba matu the base, you know the cause of most family breakdowns are? A lack of food. Shalad Mela is ketfu, or there's no panos, or you're stingy, you don't give it up, even if you have money, you don't give it to your wife enough to make sure that there's enough in the house. Shenema, it says, Hasam Gvulei Shalem. Chelev Yitzchak is beer. You want to make in your gvulim shalom? You want to make in your house shalom? It's Chelev Chitim Yaz Biyeich. And Chelev actually, the Rambam said, means always the best. Not stam give food. Make sure it's good food, good quality. Don't be stingy in your own house. Amra Papa says that Papa. People are saying, when the barley is finished in the barrel, that's when you bang on the doors, and then suddenly there's a fight in the house. An empty keli makes a lot of noise, like an echo. You should always make sure you have panos in your house, food in your house. What makes somebody called impoverished when he has not food in his house? It says, and the Zer Yisrael says, it says next pasuk, "Vayachanu aleihem." The next pasuk says, "Vayidal Yisrael ma'ido." Impoverished very much, and before that it says he destroyed the tefuah in the field. So we see that what the tefuah in the field is what makes a difference. Now there's a very important gemara here. Everyone should remember this gemara. Amar Rabbi Chelba, Ilam Yehi Adam Zoye Bekvaydishtoi. You should be very careful with the covered and dignity of your wife. She ain't bracha mitzuyut rebeitish al Adam. You know when there's bracha in a person's house? Ela bishvilishtoi. Only the exclusive of his wife. She nemar. It says in the pasuk. Ula Avram Hetiv Ba'avura. Avimelech gave Avram all this thing over here. Why? Because of Sarah. V'ahainu d'amaluhu Rav l'bnei Mechuzah. Rav said to the people in Mechuzah who were known to be not so good people, Oikiru l'neshaychu, give cover to your wives. Ki heicha dititara, in order to tatu the Yishuv Hamrich. Oikiru l'neshaychu, you have a rich life, begashmis, beruchnis, in every respect, make sure your wife is happy. Oh, just put Harvard's root. Tanasa, we learned over there, and now comes a famous story in the Gemara. We know that a Kli Cheres is metame, and other kelim are not metame from the outside or from the inside. Yeah. Now an oven was made out of layers, and then they would put it in the oven, and they would heat it up, a kiln, they would heat it up, and they would form an oven. What's an oven? Rashi says is a big pot that you put wood inside, and then they would put the bread alongside the walls. That's how their ovens were made.
Stick to the outside.
But here you made the layers, and instead of putting the kiln, you put sand there, and the sand is holding it together. So the machlek is whether that is a Kli Cheres or a Kli Adama. Okay. Okay, so what you did was you put sand between layer by layer, and that's holding together. Rabbi Leza says, put sand between each row, so he heat up the rows, but then each row, what connected in sand? Rabbi Leza is metayed. This is not a Kli Cheres. This is not a Kli Cheres at all. This is not a Kli Adama. And it's not a Kamal Tumah. Chachami, metami. Why could they say, don't look at the sand that's holding together, look at each layer, the layers themselves are baked. So therefore, that's an oven. Says the Gemara, "Vezehu." This is the famous Tanur Shel Akinoi. This is the famous Tanur of that snake Akinoi. My Akinoi, where does the snake come in here? Only Mishmul Shehikifu Dvarim BeAkinazu. They argued about this snake, like this. They argued about this oven, like a snake that wraps itself around and puts its mouth in its tail that you can't get through.
With Timu, don't know where the start and the finish is.
Exactly. What do you call it? Betamu, and they were metame this oven. So the Gemara says, "Tanu learned by Yisayim that they hate you." The Blazer called Shuvish Shabayim. He gave all these different answers, but like Kiblu Imenu, nobody accepted it. Amar Amim Halach Gemaisi. If the Halach is like me, Chruv Ze Yoychiach. This is the carrot tree. We'll prove it. Nek a Chruv Mekayim May Amar. The tree moved 100 Amar to prove that he's right. I'm not going to say Arba Meis Amma, 400 Ammas. Omnul, they said to him, Eim Avin Raim Lechruv. Don't bring Raim from carrot trees. Chodol, he told him, Malachim, but Malachim, Amas Hamayim Echichu, let this little, it's called an Amas Hamayim, this little brook, because it's usually wide in Amma. Let this brook prove, or this creek prove that I'm right. Chodol, Amru, Chodol, Amas Hamayim Lechareim. It also moved the entire creek over there, shifted. Omnul, Eim Avin Raim Amas Hamayim. That's right. But yeah, that's what Amas Hamayim, because an Amma. Yeah, we had an Ashi. Why is it always called a master mind? Because it's usually an Amma wide. Chaza, then Ba'amalim told them, Im halacha kemaisa, the halacha is like me, Kaisli, let the walls of the basement of Yechich. I remember reading a long time, maybe it's even Masha, I can't remember, explaining why he went through Dafke these Nisim to prove his point. Each Nes was really represents another Inyan halacha to prove his halacha here. A Sugi of Alas, a Mayim, a Sugi of Talmud Teda. and so on and so forth. I just,
so,
I don't remember,
so,
yeah.
So with those sugis, the halacha was accepted according to him.
Well, he argued. Someone else talked about it, but just like over there, it should
be
over here.
He has a certain opinion.
That's right. Or he
agrees. But I'm assuming if he wants to prove the halacha should be.
They're saying that has no connection.
It should have been the halacha accepted. So
yeah. But they're saying there's no nexus between that sugi and this sugi here. I can't remember what it was. It was a brilliant treatise on this. Okay, should prove it. Had to case the wall. The walls threatened to cave in. God Ben Avishua, he screamed at the walls. What are you mixing into machlekes? Tamidachamim are greater than the walls of Beis Medrash. Didn't fall down, but Lezok didn't stand up. The Nekvesh Rabbi Lezer was stuck. But they matin vo'aimin, they're still standing. So the Gemara is telling the story. It is many years later, and they're still standing in this particular fashion. Chazav amalei mi malachim voisim. In the Shemayim yichichu, let a voice come out of heaven. Interesting. Baska said halacha Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkis always, and yet Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkis is called a shamuti. And according to Tosfos, one opinion of shamuti is. No, you call shamuti. No. If you learn shamuti means chaydim, is because of this. But the other reason called shamuti, Talmud Beis Shammai. So then the halacha is never like him. So what does he mean over this basket?
What about the six cases the halacha is like Beis Shammai?
But it says always. Balach is halacha moisa b'chol mokum, and the halacha is never like him. I'm going to be sure about that. My loy b'shmaimi, the tate is not the shmaimi. My loy b'shmaimi, I'm going to be b'shmaimi. Need to tell my sin. Once they gave it to us, and the Abishah gave rules, and the rules says Achir Am Lahatis, and the Abishah is bound by these very rules. Ain't on the Mashgich of Baskos, or Kosovo Hasidim, but Toyd Achir Am Lahatis, and the Abishah Guf is bound by these rules. He gave it to us. Ashkir Am Lahatis, and then my over, because Mishra Hishaita, what was the Abishah? I was curious. What was the Abishah thinking, B'shas Maisa, when all this was going on? He was smiling. My children have won me, my children have won me. So this is the Malach Chayim said Natzchun is the word Nitzchis. This proves Nitzchis of Tater. I said Achiram Lahatas, even though I'm showing you all these miracles. The average person who sees the miracles will say, oh, this is not Nitzchis, the Tater, Nitzchis, and
the Nitzchis. But in Yerushalayim, he's saying you won the argument.
Yes, you won the argument.
Does that mean the Yerush decides with Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi
Lezer. That means that the Abishah has to pass him whether he likes it or not. He has to pass him like the Rabbi. Yeah, exactly. And what they did was Amru Oisa Yoim Heviu Kol Tadas Rabbi Lezer. They brought all the Tadas Rabbi Lezer brought. V'sarfum Be'esh. Machlekes is showing him only the Tadas in the story or anything he ever passed. No, was every single plaque of his was taken away, was undone. V'nimnu Allah v'bachu. They decided to put him in Chedim. And a very sad story we'll have in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin will have a very sad story at the end when finally the last day of his life when the Talmidim came back to him. Very sad. Who's going to go notify him? Maybe a person who's in a purple go the ideal and notify him. He'll get so upset. He has the power to destroy the entire world. He dressed in black. And he wrapped himself in black. And he sat 4 amas away. Rabbi Lezer understood right away. What's going on? I think your friends separated from you. So he also rent his clothes. Removed his shoes. And he says, now, from here, he learned that every person who's a chedim has to take the shoes off or not. Or maybe he just did it himself. The nishmet, and he slipped away. The yoshua gabi karka, he slipped off his chair and he sat down on the ground. Was all going into the moise, he cried. Laka ha'olam shlish b'zeisim. In that moment, a third of the olive trees destroyed. V'shlish b'chitim, and a third of the wheat farms destroyed. V'shlish b'sayin, and a third of the barley. Some say even half. The yoshua abotzim, the isha tofach. And even the doughs sitting in the puma's hand, it suddenly swelled. The whole world was in pain when Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkis was put in chedim. Tommy learned, there was such a big mak on that day. Rabbi Lezer looked around, got burnt. It's a good thing he was sitting on the floor, couldn't see too far. Now, this is a very sad story.
Rabbi Kiva was sitting 4 amps
away
from him.
Yeah,
he was immune. Yotze B'chayim, he came out all right.
Rabbi Gamliel was Rabbi Kiva's brother-in-law. It was Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkis's brother-in-law. The Avram Gamliel, how Yabba Besvin was traveling on a ship. Amma Dalav Nachshel Tava came along a wave and threatened to drown him. Amma came a dumbly shezel b'shar b'lazim hurkis. I know that is happening because of what I did with my brother-in-law. Amma Dalav was stood on his feet. Amma Debeinishlem. Golav Yidulav Nachshel Oil Chvoidi Asisi. I didn't do this. We think we put him. You think we enjoyed putting Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkis in Chedim? We loy lechvoid base Abba Sisi. Ela lechvoid Chan. Your honor. Shalai Yibu Machlekes be Yisrael. Nochayam is after. Calm down. Sorry.
Gamliel wasn't present. If he was in the boat, he wasn't present at the event.
That's right. He was traveling to Rome a lot. Remember, we having
money.
So why is he the one who's bet mechila? Because anything happens represent him, even though he wasn't there.
Because he was the Nasi.
Because he was the Nasi, exactly. A little difficult to understand this whole Gemara because Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkis says in Tainis that he never said anything he didn't hear from his Rabbein. So when he said he never heard anything that never paskin, he never said I sack, and that's why having more sukkah, he didn't want to paskin regarding if you're allowed to put a linen on the sukkah. It's very, very hot because he didn't hear. He said why he talked about the, how many shayftim there were, how many nevim there were, and why, because he never says a psak that he didn't hear from his rebbe. So when he said his psak, he wasn't Rebbe Elazar on his own.
Shammai.
His rebbe, his real rebbe was, who was Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai? And who's Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai? Which I never understood either. Taisus,
yeah, the smallest of Hillel. Talmidim of Hillel.
Where does Taisus get that it wasn't Hurkin's a Talmud of Shammai? Rabbi Yechim Hurkin's a Talmud of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and he's from the five best Talmidim, and who was a Talmud of Hillel? But anyway, so that means Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and Hillel and all of these Arbaim all followed him. So he put him in Chayim, that's so simple.
Does it mean he was a Talmud of Shammai? It means Taisus he asked like him.
But he can't. He said, I never said anything my rebbe didn't tell me.
Okay, so
and the whole thing is hard to understand how it works. So there's a tesis in Baba Kama that says Rabbi Hurkus actually not like all these stories that said that he was an Amoritz and the whole story that became Talmud Chacham, but rather he was always a Talmud Chacham. So maybe in his youth he learned from Shammai and later on he learned from Hill. Anyway, I said, Ema Shol, the vice Rabbi Lezer, the wife of Rabbi Lezer, and Hurkus is acting in Gamil, the sister of Gamil. Maho Maisweh from that story in onwards, La Vishavka, Lay, La Beleza, La Maple, La Lapi, didn't let her go and sit Tachmunim, because if he said Tachmunim, he'll give a krechts, and one krechts will kill his brother. How Yemen, the Dalish Yachav, the Shaydish, Vichla bin Mala, the Chosa, she made a mistake in the Dalish Shaydish, she was a Tamil Chacham, obviously. Ikidamini, others say, Osa, Anya, Bekar, Baba, and others say, a poor person came to her house to ask for Tzedaka, Fikra, Elifta. Yes, so she brought out her bread, Ashkin, and Nufla, and he found that one that he was sitting there saying, Tachmunim, Le Kum, Ketal Lachi, go ahead, you just killed, stand up, because you just killed my brother. Adahachi, Nufik, she put a voice or came out in the house of Gamliel. The Shochavi died. I'm going to know how do you know? I'm going to Kachem Kavam Bezavi Abba. I heard from Isaiah, call Asha Orim Ninolim. All the gates are closed. Chutz Mishal Eno, except the gate of Eno, of hurting somebody with words and by putting you in Chedim, even though they had to. They hurt you, and therefore this, it comes under the umbrella of Eno. Tell me about me, learn.
So I'm so confused. Who died here? That was
Gamliel. He died. Tell me about me, learn. And he wasn't even there. Tell me about me, learn. Or maybe he wasn't. This happened a few months later. Hama'an is a gay. If you hurt a gay with words, other b'shloisha lavin three lavin v'haloicht. If you oppress him, over b'shnayim. What's oppressing? So Yisrael Engel says that oppressing means you're not behaving l'fnim mishur sadin, and it comes with an unbelievable halacha that for all those cases which we call l'fnim mishur sadin ben adon chaveda, when it comes to a gay, it's a mitzvah that you have to. Otherwise, you're over two lavin. The standard, the l'fnim mishur sadin is the standard how you have to deal with a gay. He doesn't bring a muck of it, other than he say what's lachat so different than oino. Friend, that three psukim by loichet as well. And that talks about everybody, and a ger is including everybody. Now the Gemara said the famous Gemara. Tani Rabbi Lezer got loimer. Back to the Lezer Hurkins. Mipnei ma he's here to tell the beloved what became his 36 times the Torah says warns us about how to behave with the ger. I'm not to say Abim Mem Vav Mekaymus 46 times, and there's another that Ben Shachuma says 48 times, more than any other Aveda. It became Neshe Suri Na, because so easy for him to go right back, revert to his bad way. So we can't allow that to happen. What do you mean? Because you were a game at time. What do you mean? Because you were a game at time. You're mumming. Don't pass on to your friend. You were a guest. What are you accusing him of that? Behind the Amish, people say, if somebody once hanged in his family, he has a zayde or a relative that was hanged on the gallows. Never tell him. Why don't you hang the fish on? Because you have to be very sensitive. You're reminding him of some history which hurt them. Same thing over here. You have to be very, very sensitive as well, and don't accuse a gay of anything because.
Mum Shibach, I thought he was going to say call a poison, but Mum
Okay, I'm sorry.